The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There is uproar in France after the Prime Minister François Bayrou suggested the abolition of two public holidays as part of an expense-cutting budget. The French Prime Minister says that working two more days per year would help chip away at France's debt burden by raising productivity. The suggested public holidays to be called Easter Monday and May the 8th, which marks the Allied victory over the Nazis. François Bayrou remarked that he was not set on these holidays and he was open to suggestion. Now, to hear more about this controversial proposition and the public reaction, we're joined by Paris-based journalist Elaine Cobb. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what is this all about? It seems like a daft idea. I mean, try to take back two public holidays from the French, who are quite militant when it comes to their entitlements. It seems like a crazy scheme by the PM.
Not just a crazy scheme, Pat, but very much one way to make his entire budget hugely unpopular. People just went, are you kidding me? Now, France does have 11 public holidays, which is one of the highest number in Europe. But if they fall on a Sunday, that's it. You don't get another day off. There's no arranging it. However, if it falls on a Tuesday or a Thursday, you can get the Monday or Friday off as well for a long weekend. But the French like their time off, and many studies have shown that productivity in France is just as high as in other countries. So the argument that it will make them more productive doesn't necessarily work.
Is this maybe a smokescreen for something else? Get people talking about the bank holiday and slip something else through?
It's possible, but, they've already done it a few years ago with the Pentecost holiday, which they made kind of no longer a set in stone public holiday, but an optional one so that companies could decide if they would or would not do it. And a lot of public services took it still as a holiday and others did not. So it just meant nobody knew what was actually happening. And they found it didn't really save a lot of money. And that's the argument the unions have about this proposal of two. They say, how much is it really going to save? Because if they're already talking about cutting jobs in the public sector, is it really going to save much money to have more? And if you look at the absentee figures at the moment, in the private sector in France, they're at an all-time high with 5.8%. And psychologists who work with workers and employees and companies say that worker dissatisfaction in France is very high at the moment, that people feel stressed. There's a certain COVID effect and there's a certain forced back to the office effect. But in general, people feel they need those holidays. And as you said, the French are very much married to their holidays because they're quite good at saying, I'm going to work really hard all week and then I stop.
Yeah, I know when my daughter worked in Paris, lunch was sacrosanct. I mean, when lunchtime came and people had a luncheon engagement, you didn't spend another 5 minutes of that meeting. The meeting stopped. End of. And off they went. And they came back 2 hours later.
Yes, that one's changing, unfortunately. It used to be wonderful. It used to be a thing where if somebody said it's Friday lunch meeting, A, you knew you were in with them somehow. B, you knew you had passed to a level of familiarity. And C, you knew finish everything on your desk before it because you'll probably never get back to work. But if you're, these days there are far more short lunch breaks. There's far more working from home. There's more work where people are more flexible on hours. So the whole previous ethic of, you work and you play and they are separate, the lines are being blurred and a lot of people in France are finding that kind of hard to deal with.
Now, the Easter Monday bank holiday, I mean, it's sacrosanct in Ireland because of the Easter Rising and all of that. That will never be given up as a public holiday here. But in France, is Easter Monday a big deal?
It's a big deal because the Sunday, of course, isn't a holiday. So it's the idea that, you would have it as the holiday. While the French are, it's a secular country and the French are not religious, they like their religious holidays and they like the traditions around those dates. Now, I find it interesting that they chose something like Victory in Europe Day, which, the older generations here are horrified at that idea. and Easter Monday because it's one of the guaranteed ways of getting a long weekend. But the Ascension of Our Lady in the Assumption, sorry, of Our Lady into heaven is a public holiday here. I mean, I don't know other very Catholic countries in Europe who have that as a public holiday. And people kind of go, and what was that again? Whatever, it's a holiday.
Okay, so going back to the Victory in Europe Day and the idea the Nazis were finally defeated, to abolish something like that at a time when there's a rising kind of crypto-Nazi feeling about some of the politics right across Europe, it seems just like the wrong way to go.
Absolutely. And there's been across the board condemnation of that idea. Other political parties saying, really, does Europe not matter? Does the political scene not matter? It's not that long ago, the fight. And how can we just forget about it? Last year, France commemorated the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings, and it was still a very big event. And so to turn around and say VE Day is not going to be a holiday, it's just going to be, you know, a bit of pomp and ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe and a quick remembrance of some soldiers who died at some point, it has shocked a lot of people. Now, Bayrou did say he's not married to those two dates, but the fact that he raised them at all means he was thinking about them.
Mm. And that May the 8th day has been moved about a bit. I mean, not the date, but the notion of a public holiday. De Gaulle messed around with it for a while, but it's now ensconced in the entitlement of the French. But moving on to something else, finally, if you were to get people to retire at a more normal age, I mean, some people in France retire really early. If you could adjust that, you might save far more money than these two public holidays being called.
Well, the pension reforms that came in 2023 were supposed to deal with that, but and they may yet, but it's hugely complicated. It led to those weeks-long protests across the country that caused havoc. So they're still tinkering with it, which is something you might want to say, why people just work on it. But let's not forget that older generations very much left school, went to work, and then retired after working all the time. Whereas there are far more people coming to retirement age in the next 10 years, and even now, who don't fit the bill for the minimum requirements to retire at the new minimum age of 64. In order to get a full pension, they'll have to wait until the real retirement age of 67, which is more in line with the rest of Europe. 64 really is for people who worked for 42 or 44 years constantly and have paid into the system that long.
I suppose someone who maybe went into construction at the age of 14, they'll have done 40 years at the age of 54. So
exactly. Yeah. And some civil servants as well. But if you did a PhD, if you went travelling for a while, if you took time off to have a child, none of these are counted in the same way.
Elaine Cobb in Paris, thank you very much for joining us. One comment here from Dan in Cork. This is a great initiative from the French government. We need to roll back on this nonsense. 11 public holidays, get rid of our February bank holiday too. Pointless, according to Dan. Well, of course, we're looking even for perhaps even one more. We have one in January, obviously New Year's Day, and we have the February one now. We've St. Patrick's Day in March. Generally in April, you've got Easter, you've got your May bank holiday, your June bank holiday, your August bank holiday. Maybe we need one in July just to get things going. We have nothing in September, but we have the October bank holiday, and then we have the 1st of November as well. So we're okay, but maybe another one or two perhaps would be nice to have.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.